Das kann so sagen, nicht aber ich kann so sagen, wenn ich mir sagen, noch ist darf ein. So Rava asked, do we follow the route with regard to Meiser? The Gemara explains, the case in question is where one gave Meiser on produce based on an estimation before it was threshed, and then we planted them and they became bigger. The question is, if we say that we don't follow the route and the increased amount therefore needs to have Meiser taken from it, does the root need Meiser taken again as well? Abaye asked, why is this different than any case of wheat or barley that's replanted after taking Meiser from them, where we have to give Meiser from the entire new crop? It doesn't subtract the amount used as the seeds. The same should be in this case. And for the Gemara, Rava said, seeds decompose before they grow, and therefore it's certainly all considered to be a new crop. The question is when we're planting things that don't decompose. The Gemara says, maybe we can answer from Yitzchak in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, who said that when onions for which Meiser was given are then and if they're then replanted and they grew, Meiser has to be taken from the entire onion again. This is so even though the root remains and doesn't decompose, and therefore answers Rava's question. The Gemara says, the case of onions is different because that's the normal way of planting onions. However, it's not normal to replant ears of grain, and therefore that case may be different. Rabbi Chanina bar Menuhmei asked Abaye, what's the halacha regarding taking Meiser from produce grown in a flower pot without a hole for produce grown in another flower pot without a hole? Abaye asked, if both flower pots have no hole, why would we not be able to take Meiser from one for the other? They're both only Chayav Drabanan. Maybe your question is where it began growing without a hole in the pot, and a hole was then made into the pot with more growth taking place after the hole was made. And your question is really whether Meiser can be taken from within this pot for the whole pot. Although this seems to be the same question that Rava asked, it's actually different. In the case of making the hole in the flower pot, there's only one planting, and therefore it makes sense to view the entire plant as one item. However, when something was picked and replanted, it could be looked at as separate entities, and that's why Rava asked whether it's looked at as part of the increased produce or not. Mark continues, Rabbi Avohu asked, if an ear of grain was cut off the ground and smoothed into a pile and was then replanted and declared to be truma while it was still attached to the ground, is it truma or not? Do we say that since it was smoothed into a pile it became chayiv and truma and can therefore become truma? Or do we say that since it was replanted and no longer chayiv and truma and therefore can't become truma? And for the Gemara, the Rabbanan said to Abaye, if it does become truma, we would have a case of truma that's still attached to the ground. And the Mishnah said that there's no such thing as truma that's still attached to the ground. Abaye said, the Mishnah is not a proof because that Mishnah is only talking about whether a non-kohen would be chayiv for eating truma that's still attached to the ground, because eating something that's still attached to the ground is not considered to be an act of eating. It doesn't mean that it would not have the status of truma in all respects. The Gemara asks, we find there that Ilfus says that if one eats an egg from inside the nevela of a kosher bird, it will make him tummy like the bird itself. Now, eating in this manner is also not the normal way of eating, and yet it's considered to be an act of eating. And for Gemara, that's considered to be a more normal way of eating than eating something that's still attached to the ground. Rav Tavyumi Bar Kisman, the name of Shmuel, said planting kelaim in a flower pot without a hole is also drabbanon. Abaye said, if he would say that the person who plants this would get malchus drabbanon, I could understand the chiddush of his statement. If he's simply saying that the planting in a flower pot without a hole is considered to be a planting drabbanon, that's something that we already knew from a Mishnah. Therefore, it must be that he's telling us that the planter would actually get malchus drabbanon. Zuck the next Mishnah, wheat, barley, spelt, oats, and rye are the grains that are chayiv and challah, and they combine with each other to create the chiyiv. They're also usher as chadosh before the bringing of the omer, and are usher to be harvested before Pesach. If they took root before the omer makes them permitted. If they did not, they're usher until the bringing of the omer of the following year. Zuck the Gemara Braisa says that spelt is in the wheat family, whereas oats and rye are in the barley family. With regard to truma, you have to give truma from the produce of the same family. Frek Gemara, how do we know that only these five grains are chayiv and challah, but rice and doichen are not? Mishlokah said we have gzeira shava on the word lechem for matzah, which teaches just as matzah must be made from one of these five grains, challah is also only chayiv of these five grains. How do we know that one must use matzah only of these five grains? Rish Lakish said, the pasuk places the isser of chametz next to the mitzvah of matzah to teach, and only something which can become chametz may be used for the matzah obligation. Mishnah said, mitzvah from zem zeh, Bryce says that unprocessed kernels of grain, flour, and dough combine with each other. With regard to what halacha are we referring? The Gemara of Kahana said it refers to Chodosh. Yosef said it refers to Chometz and Pesach. Or Papa said it refers to one who eats this of Meiser Sheni outside the Shulayim and would get Malkus. Rava said it refers to the food Tumah and teaches that the shells of the barley grain and the bran in the flour do not count towards the size needed for food Tumah. A Braisa supports Rava with regard to the shells of the barley. The Gemara Braisa Rav Shmuel says that the barley shell is included. And the Gemara, this Braisa is referring to moist shells. The earlier Braisa is referring to dry shells. Okay. Mishnah said, how do we know that Chodesh only applies to these five grains? And if Gemara Shlokesh said, we learned this Gzeir Shavah, the word Lechem from Matzah. Mishnah said, how do we know that this applies only to these five grains? Rabbi Yechanan said, this is learned from Gzeir Shavah, the word Reishis from Chala. Until what point in the Omer process is Chodesh also to be eaten? And if Gemara Rabbi Yechanan said, it's only before the Omer is harvested. Rabbi Yosef Bar Zavda said, it's also until the Omer is actually brought. Mishnah made two statements. These grains are also as Chodesh is also before the Omer, and these grains may not be harvested before Pesach. Now, according to Rabbi Yossi, it makes sense that these statements couldn't be combined. However, according to Rabbi Yehuda, why did the Mishnah say that they're also as Chodesh and may not be harvested before Pesach and Fit Gemara? Rather, the Machlokes must have been regarding the end of the Mishnah, where it said that if the grains took root before the Omer is matter them. Regarding that statement, the question was, at what point in the Omer process must it have already taken root? Rabbi Yehuda said before the Omer is brought, and Rabbi Yossi said before the Omer is harvested. So, Gemara Vayter will also ask Rabbi Yehuda of his generation, how do we know that the Omer is only matter grains that have already taken root? Rabbi Yehuda said, the pasuk says, Oviv, the Omer must come from the ripe grain, which means that there's grain that's not considered ripe and will still become mutter with the Omer. This must refer to grain that has taken root. Maybe this refers to grain that is not yet ripe but has grown to at least a third of its growth. Rather, Shmuel said the pasuk of Mehachel Chermesh teaches that the Omer must come from grain that's fit to be cut by a sickle, which would seem to say that the Omer is matter even grain that cannot be cut with a sickle, which would seem to include grain that has only taken root. Maybe this refers to grain that has grown at least enough to be animal feed, but if it only took root, maybe the Omer would not be matter it. And Rabbi Yitzchak said, the pasuk of Kama teaches that the Omer must come from grain that's already standing, which would seem to say the Omer is matter even grain that can't stand, which would seem to therefore include grain that has even just taken root. Maybe this refers to grain that has grown somewhat, but that's still soft and bendable and does not stand. And rather, Rava said, the pasuk says the Omer is matter the grain asher tizra, which teaches that it's matter grain that has been planted. Papa asked, if so, it should even be matter grain that has not yet taken root. And Vilmar Rava said, the pasuk says basoda, which means that the grain is already part of the field, which means that it must have already taken root.